Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host today. Well, no, I'm not for today. Today from L.A., and I'm so sorry, was running a little late today. Crazy, crazy day. Today is January the 3rd, 2018, and have a live show for you today. It's Wise Wednesday, and just want to thank you all for listening. So let me, I'm actually trying to walk into the house so I can get situated so we can jump into what's in the news before we get into Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. But had a crazy, crazy day, but I greatly appreciate you all. Listen, everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network's website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and check out the donation prompt that's there. It's needed. This network cannot make it without your support. If you can just give a dollar, you know, everyone that listens to this show, it's enough. And I'm pretty sure that a dollar is not going to hurt the individual people that listen to this show. I'm 100% positive that it won't. So Black Talk Radio Network, it's important that we do that. Watch out, ghost. Sorry, y'all, my dog is running into me because I'm running in the house, so he's all excited. Chill. So it's very, very important that we support this network, because if we don't, we lose it. And look at how much you've all have gained from Black Talk Radio Network. You can also support the network by going to www.btrcommunity as well, and be a part of the social media outlet. Hold on one second. And go to www.btrcommunity. And once you're there, you can be a part of the BTR community. It's a social media outlet network where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected for only $24 a year. And that's all that's required there. So if you would be a part of that, that will support the network in facilitating some of this fiduciary duties, that will enable the network to continue to do what you have already deemed as being important, necessary, and relevant. So this network is at a critical point. Scotty has funded this program, and he needs your assistance in maintaining it, because it's like anything else. You know, if you or if any person here was doing something such as this, they would ask the individuals that happen to listen to this and gain from it to be a part of it, take a vested interest in this. and make sure it's here. By you giving just, you know, if everyone just gave $1 or $2 a month, that would greatly, greatly reduce the overall cost that this network needs to go forward. And actually, I'm gonna tell you, I know how business works. They're probably, if everyone probably in the next coming month, everyone probably, if could, you know, if we just do a $20 campaign from everyone, that would put Black Talk Radio on that. That would really help this network. And for those of you that could, I think that you see the value in this network to do just that. So if you would, we're greatly thank you for that. And I'm going to have to put something together for that. So with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news so we can get to Brother Davis. I'm in front of my computer. But let me tell y'all something real funny today. So I have a, I have a car that I'm selling for a friend, a 79 Corvette. And so I'm in the garage and I'm trying to, you know, I don't know the car really well. So, and this is crazy because I started the car up. It started to, the engine started to rev. And I was like, why is the RPM so high on this, you know, car? So I made the fatal mistake. I cleared everything out of the way. Made the fatal mistake of putting the car in reverse. And as soon as I did that, the car just went back like 25 miles per hour. So I cleared my driveway, and then I cleared another vehicle that was there, and it had me go up on my neighbor's front yard. And because I don't know the car, I'm like, oh, shoot, where are the gears? Where's this? Where's that? And so, and it was real, real funny. I'm like, kind of like, ah! And I quickly shifted into to drive, and it spun, and then it went forward, and then I finally just grabbed the brake, the emergency brake. And the reason why I didn't, the regular brakes needed to be bled, so there was some air in the line, so they went straight to the floor. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so just, and I say that for this, man, you got to be prepared for anything and everything in this world. And so just always be mindful of your surroundings. Take your time, especially with stuff you don't really know, because it's critical that you do that. And so that may help someone in the future, because I definitely didn't know this vehicle, and I should have did some other things before I put it in the gear. But thank God I had put it in reverse, because if I had put it in drive, that would have been it. That would have been an ugly situation. So just wanted to say that real quick. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. First article from The Atlantic. Kim Jong-un trap for South Korea. An offer of dialogue from North Korea could be an effort to split the U.S.-South Korea alliance. Yes, check out this article. I definitely see that being a part of it all. I always knew that they would reunify the Koreas, which would be an economic force for the whole world. So check that out. And this is The Purge, ladies and gentlemen. Next article comes from MarketWatch. Bannon says Trump Jr. meeting with the Russians was treason. So I guess the celebrity figurehead Steve Bannon started to roll on the Trumps. And this is going to have major, major ramifications. This is all part of the war scenario that's there, because this is going to go into money laundering and everything else. This is going to be the purge that we've talked about in the past. That is what this is all about. So check out that article. Next article from The Guardian. It says that this one is Trump Tower meeting with the Russians. Treasonous is one of the things that Bannon said in a new explosive book. Check out that article. Next article from Reuters, North Korea leaders order border hotline with South Korea to reopen. So there it is, that overall relationship. They're going to build that relationship. And let me tell you, the U.S. will invoke a false flag to make sure that that don't happen. So be ready, ready, ready. Tomorrow's show is going to be very, very, in my opinion, is going to be very, very important. Make sure you're here for that show tomorrow. Next article from Bloomberg. Posted this one. And this article is, first comes the bone rattling cold, then comes the snow bomb. So So check out that article. Let me just say this. The Earth is going through, in my opinion, a mini ice age. That's really what it is. And so much for global warming. It's really a mini ice age that the Earth is going through, in my opinion. So that's going to have ramifications. And especially with some of the things and events that's going to be happening in the future, make sure you're prepared for that, okay? I anticipate the overall temperatures to continue to take the plunge that they've been taking. So check out that article, because that drastically affects everyone's quality of life, standard of living, and becomes life-threatening. So check out that article as well. Next article, Roz posted this one from the BBC. Palestinians condemn Trump's blackmail. Palestinian officials have dismissed as blackmail Donald Trump's threat to cut U.S. aid over what he called their unwillingness to negotiate with Israel. Check out this whole thing. It's starting to fall apart. Next one, article, I posted this one from the New York Times. It's so cold that zoo penguins were taken inside. Check out that. Next article, Roz posted this one from the New York Times. Light snow falls in Florida and Georgia as bomb cyclone hits the south. So please make sure you're aware of this. Next article, Roz posted this from BW.com. Intel processor flaws pose security risk. And a lot of security risks are going to be popping up. So check out that article. Roz also posted from AP News. Trump's threatened to cut off aid to Palestine. And there was a second article that he posted there from that. So that is what was in the news for today. And if Brother Davis is there, we're ready for Wise Wednesday. So hopefully you have your pen and paper in hand. And we're going to turn it over to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, you there?
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend. What's up, my brother? How are you?
Hey, man, I'm superb. Other than having some of this cold weather being one of the burdens that we must bear being in the location we're in, but yet still,
right.
I mean, a lot of it you have to really consider. Is it natural or is it being enhanced? Because we really don't know what the potential of harp is. One, and two, you also have to understand this. There are more people in the last 3 months that have died from more arbitrary things. When you look at the fires in California, and you look at the cold weather that we're having here, and everything that happened in between. Come on, man. A lot of this is just not what we call natural. Actually, it could be considered unnatural. But
I totally agree with you.
But tonight we're going to be talking about terraforming. Now, I'm in the middle of checking out. I'm actually doing some contract work. So, Davis, you can carry the show for about another 5 minutes. I can do my paperwork and get out of here. You do that?
What was that, Brother Davis?
I said I'm in the middle of checking out of this here facility. So, if you could give me another 5 minutes, I can do my paperwork.
Yeah, definitely. So just let me know when you're ready. I'll take over until you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready right now. Listen, be right back, y'all, because this is going to be a show that blows your mind, and I gave the little taste already. So this is Brother Davis. I'll be right back at you. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so as Brother Davis was saying, it's so many things that's unnatural that are happening, and right. Brother Davis is absolutely right with HAARP. We don't know the full potential of that type of technology. Because it's weather manipulation. And weather manipulation can be used for whatever. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I'm concerned about is as... excuse me. Sorry about that, all. As things start to destabilize globally, everywhere, then lights get turned out. Could you imagine? Could you just imagine what is cold, how cold it's been if there's a war, a winter war? Pray not that your temptation come. Oh no, I don't want to. I don't remember the Bible verse, but you remember. Pray not that your temptation comes in the winter. I think it's something like that. Whew. This could be one of the things, and this is one of the things you have to be ready for and have to be aware about. And be aware of and start to consider. And one of the things about prepping is that it's expensive. It's time consuming. It requires a whole bunch of energy. And because of that, you always need as much time as you possibly can. When we first started Tando Radio Show, and I remember someone said to me, well, none of that stuff is I mean, you said some things that have come to fruition, but none of that stuff on a major scale has happened yet. And they already really have completely. But here's the thing. When you start to see glimpses and you start to get glimpses of the trouble, it takes the average person, it's going to take an average person about 5 years to prepare before, and that has to happen when nothing is on the table, when there's no threats of anything. The person that does that, that person is really in tune because they realize something. Preparing requires you to start as early as you possibly can so that you won't have the competition for the resources that you'll need. This is why delaying and not being really taking some of these things serious, even right now. Whatever you can do now, you should be doing, because it's only going to benefit you. It's not going to hurt you. And that has to always be first and foremost, put in the forefront, so that when things do go awry, the time to prepare is over. Now it's time to act. Sorry about that, everyone. Had to blow my nose, man. So, very, very important. Take this opportunity to prepare. Now, yesterday my man Jerry had called me and asked about coins of change with the war coming on. And he says, should I get out of coins of change? And, you know, that's up to everyone. I would say no, that'd be the worst thing to do, because if you can have an opportunity to gain some things that you're going to need, why would you leverage that? You have time to do it. You have time to do it. Wait until the very last so that you have everything that you need, so that you could position yourself and your family in the most opportune position. So very, very, very important. Now there's some other news.
Uh-oh. Hey Dave.
Yes.
How you doing? This is Thomas from New York. I had a I wanted to ask something on the weather.
Yeah, what's up, T? How you doing?
How you doing, Dave? I'm doing
good, brother. Always good to hear from you. Happy New Year to you too, my brother. Man, I appreciate you, T. Go ahead, brother.
I just want to say, man, it feels like this weather is not right. I'm in the East Coast, New York, and for the last few years, the cold hasn't felt like the cold it used to feel like when I was younger. I often tell my kids, I remember going to school on the first day of September, and you had your lumberjack jacket on and your hat, you know, and everything already. But now, I remember like 5 years ago, could have been more recent, but it was like 70 degrees on New Year's. And it was 70 degrees on Christmas or New Year's, one or the other. And it was like, it didn't get real cold that whole year. And then the year after that, all the snow, I mean, you could see videos of people burning the snow. It's like, it's not real snow. I'm almost thinking that they're simulating winter now. They're creating this winter because we're going through a sun cycle, not like everything is melting. That's just my opinion. Because this winter, I'm just gonna say the cold doesn't feel right. It's very dry. It's just not normal. Like everyone my age, I'm 40. Everyone my age or a little younger, they when I explain it to them, they're like, yeah, this cold is. You know, they feel the same thing. You know, that's all I want to say, Dave.
No, 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 and I'm glad you did because, yeah, right now the sun is going through what's called a solar minimum. And Thomas is absolutely right. And T, because I grew up in Jersey, just outside of New York. And like you were saying, in September, that's the gear that we would have to wear. And then everyone back home says the same thing, that this cold that they've been experiencing this past couple of years has progressively gotten worse. And I do, I'm with you 100. I think this is all a created winter as well. And then like what Thomas was saying about the snow, burning the snow, check out some of the YouTube videos from that, and you can see what Thomas is talking about. So, yeah, it's there's something up with this whole thing. It's nothing organic about it. It's nothing natural about it at all. So, and it's, I think it's not just here. It's pretty much everywhere in the country because before I left California, I noticed some real changes in the weather as well. So I think it was yesterday, there were only a couple of places in the United States that was above 29 degrees. So a lot going on in the weather. And just before Brother David...
Yeah, yesterday yesterday I saw they shut down Disney World because it was so cold. They shut down the water parks, and I was like, wow, you know. There was ice on the highway in Houston. So I was just like, this isn't right, you know. If they're going to make winter one way or another, you know. I'll mute my line, Dave. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're good. And I also anticipate them having some land-based hurricanes that are going to be on the land. And, yeah, Thomas, is because I saw also Houston had some flights that were canceled. It was something real, real, real significant. Florida State had a blizzard at the university, at the campus. They had a blizzard. I think I heard that somewhere. I'm not quite sure. I didn't take a look at that, so maybe some of you could vet some of that for me. But I do remember hearing that, and I was like, wow, not surprised. So, yeah, it's all a part of this cycle. Now, check this out real quick. China is moving more troops to the border of North Korea. Chinese Army convoy moving more troops to the border of North Korea. Why? Ugh. Things are happening. Also, the U.S. and South Korea are scrambling missile launch detective aircraft. So check out those are just some of the things that were there. I just wanted to make you aware of that. So let me see here. So for today's show with Brother Davis, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give him a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **, and just say excuse me, and Brother Davis will hear you. Have your pens and papers ready to go. Now,
thank you, my brother.
Brother Davis comes back. Okay.
I'm back, everybody. I appreciate the courtesy.
Can you hear me? No problem, Brother Davis. Yes.
Excellent. You know, I heard the caller call in, and you know what? You have to understand, highly populated areas are ground zero. Now, why do I say that? Because the manipulation of the media is what's going to form the opinion of the public. And that's what's been going on for a while. Why would we assume that it's softer because of this time of year? No, it doesn't. The process that we are in right now is to really instill a certain degree of the control. Because guess what? They can come out at the end of the month, warm the temperatures up, and say, we did that to see if we could. Are y'all understanding the dynamic at work here? Because they're trying to instill fear. And one of the main reasons why I'm pointing this out is because through the manipulation of the atmosphere, we don't know what their limits are. Now, for those of you who don't understand the flip side of that, let me give it to you this way. You are inherently a spiritual person. In your natural order, in the natural air of your culture, if you continue to develop and you built things like pyramids, what will you be able to do next?
They're not going to live in that fear. That's why they have to keep you in fear. This that we are living through right now is record-breaking all over the country. Not just one place, all anywhere that this Arctic blast hit, it's record-breaking. And we have to understand this. We have always been under attack. Not sometime, not part of the time. We have always been under attack. And we cannot be naive about this no more. Because this right now is front line stuff. This is the manipulation of the cosmological atmosphere. I hope you're understanding the dynamics of what I just said. Because they're literally saying we have a certain degree of control over the weather. And if that is the case, if that is the case, they're not going to ever tell you how much. It wouldn't serve their purpose. But now, I was going to talk to you about terraforming, what is going on in the clouds. But I might as well just let you all know that this is going on every aspect of life in which we know. You don't believe it? Go look and Google Frankenfood. Why I say that is because that is terraforming inside of you. Those people who are eating this stuff, it has no nutritional value, but it does something. I hope you caught that. Because we already know that due to the empty calories of fast food, the whole country has become somewhat physically bloated. And for those of you who don't know what that means, you know, America is considered to be the fattest country in the world. Not because of resources, but because of our diets. We have what's called an empty calorie diet. Even the so-called square meal plan that the government gave you, it's not a healthy diet for you. But we have been marketed it so well that when we go to the store, we're believing the jingles in our mind from the TV. And the reason why is because when that jingle appears in your mind, when your child, oh, mommy, y'all experienced it. So why haven't you done the same thing? Have you seen lately the new video games? Now, understand what terraforming is. It is making something that was natural into something else. Okay? Now, understand what I mean by into something else, because in reality, they really don't know what they're doing. But you know what? Sometimes it's just like a sin. It tastes, it feels, and it gives you pleasure while it destroys you. Let me repeat that. It tastes, it feels, and it gives you pleasure while it destroys you. That's why you have the most detrimental thing that people do is not take care of themselves. You know why? Because they believe the jingles. Oh, this is for the Y with vitamins. This is nutritional. This has good protein. But they don't tell you what good protein is. If you don't have an understanding of good protein, guess what? You're thinking what they're telling you. And it's all a story. It may have no truth to it at all. We live in a time in which the truth has become deceptive and the deception has become the truth. And that's all being exposed slowly but surely. See, the sad part about this is that most people, they sit down in front of the TV set and not realize there's reasons why it's called programming. So they program you to do what they want you to do according to the corporate line, because guess what? You've already given value to them by absorbing their money. You've heard me talk about money before and the power the money has. Well, the reason why it has so much power is because they've been able to market it to you in a manner in which now they can give it or take it as they please. Now, here's the sad part. Most of us have become victims of this manipulation. We used to be a productive people. We used to go out and build things, create things. Now, we're just trying to figure our way how we're going to fit into a system that they've already, I've already told you, designed to kill you. So if you aren't doing the due diligence, you're an easy kill. You know what the easy kill is? Something all you gotta do is step outside, and boom, you're right there. That's what this food does. When you go to these Walmarts and these places, and you're not doing the due diligence to read the labels, to see what these words are, what do they mean, how is that going to affect your diet, but you're sticking it in your mouth, you court the death that they bring to your doorstep. This is 2018, but I have time for excuses. I can't give you excuses. You know why? Because excuses only make us weak. You see, that's why they taught us little things. Oh, it's just a little white lie. Oh, it won't hurt nobody. It's killing us. Those so-called little white lies that we don't pay much attention to. You know what gets me? They're doing it on such a massive scale now that they want you to accept the deception. Oh, it's okay. If you don't say nothing, will nobody else know? And we see this every day in our lives. And now they're bringing the hammer. The hammer is showing you literally what they're doing with the weather. Do you realize if you go to YouTube, you see snowballs that don't melt. Snowflakes that don't, that literally burn. Are y'all getting this? Because I'm going to tell you something. If I was a creative thinker, and I want to dramatize things, I could tell you that we're envisioning in our daily lives all the elements of the Earth invasion. And everything that's being done around us is transforming to something else. What's the rationale for a country like Monsanto's to make food that looks like it's supposed to be the natural thing, the real thing, but it's not, except to deceive you? And if you eat that food, whatever it does or supposed to do, and in most cases they don't even know, it's doing inside your body right now. You know why? Because to your lack of due diligence, you've given it permission. I got a 13-year-old granddaughter, and I looked at her the other day, and I'm saying to her, you know, your eczema's flaring up. Now, eczema's not unusual. Don't get me wrong, but people have different skin diseases. I said, what are you eating? And the more she told me about what she ate, and that's because, you know, we moved to seasonal diets, so we're in a winter diet now. Those of you who don't realize it, how many people ate something out of a can today? That's in the summertime when you can buy it fresh, you can cook it right there, boom, boom, boom. But in the wintertime, you move into a winter diet, and a lot of what you're consuming right now has to have a shelf life in order for it to last on the shelf till you buy it and still give you that oh-so-fresh taste. Remember what I said about sin? It is our responsibility to re-evaluate where we are, where we want to go, and the purpose we serve. Because guess what? The generations behind us will never come forward because they're trying to kill us. I know this sounds a little blatant, but it's 2018. You don't have to look far. You don't have to look far at all to have an understanding of what I'm trying to tell you. And I'm going to tell you something. Regardless of whether you get it from me or you get it from your own due diligence, the worst thing, the very worst thing you can do is fear where you are in the circumstance. Because when you do that, you debilitate yourself. You really can't be a source for yourself. So we have to be a source for ourselves. We have to ask ourselves, is the earth being terraformed, and if so, for what purpose? I know a lot of times when I'm doing my research, it's hard to believe. I mean, literally. But even the new video games I was speaking about earlier, do you know that they put a visor on your face to give you a three-dimensional view? And they tell you you're playing a game, but what's going on behind the game? They're putting images in your mind to be able to subdue your ability to be an independent thinker. Because independent thoughts require you to do research. They don't want you to do research. Research makes you find out things they don't want you to know. And that's why you got to ask yourself the question. You know what Rimworld is? Rimworld and Beta 18. These are foods of the future. And these foods of the future are being designed synthetically. You know why? Because there's something going on. And we have to wake up to it and return to back to what nature is providing for us. Because if we don't, we submit ourselves to this. It's happening all around us in everything. The new drinks that are coming out now. You notice that? Even the waters. Now they got flavored water. They got water with different chemicals in it. They even got water that has sodium and mana. What is that? I can't even think of that. Magnesium. Now, people will hear that, even if they have an idea of what magnesium is. Do you trust these people for that magnesium they talk about to be the magnesium you think it is? Wake up, everybody. Because I'm going to tell you something. We're being victimized by a television set that we turn on every day that doesn't allow us to take the time to have a moment of peace. I spoke before about meditation. I'm going to tell you now why I spoke about meditation. Because meditation is where you will arm yourself. Why will you arm yourself? Because the deeper in meditation you go, there are levels of understanding and transparency that you cannot see in what's called a time and space continuum. You have to be able to travel inside. And this is not a choice. And for those of you who think it's a choice, you'd be on the front line. Oh, yeah. Because there's certain people going to die right away. You know that. Do you realize when Trump implements his next policy, how much he's taken away from the social programs that literally people live off of? So they know there's going to be a certain degree of costs that people are going to pay right away. And these same people are going to be coming to you saying, please help me. Because guess what? When you're in need, you don't care what your resources are.
Brother Dave,
people I love. Yes.
Just to piggyback off of what you said about Trump gutting social programs, but for those that pay attention to politics or at least the news where they'll tell you they're cutting this, that, and the other. That's been a trend, I would have to say, for the past 20 years. With each administration, mm-hmm. at least I know going back to George W. Bush, they've been cutting them. And under Obama agreed to make cuts to the SNAP program to get a certain bill passed. So this isn't a Republican versus Democrat thing, people. This is them against us. And just think of how bad it's going to be for people where people aren't getting enough to eat. Okay? I mean, it could get a lot worse, and it's getting worse. I just wanted to put that out there, Brother Davis, and add that this is a continuing process and trend of them taking stuff, and people try to call them entitlement programs. Well, I think I am entitled to something where I pay taxes. You're taking out taxes on me. If I go to the store, I'm paying taxes. If I get some gas, I'm paying. I bet you the American people are some of the most taxed to death people on the face of the planet. So, yes, I'm entitled that if I fall on bad times for this nation to make sure that I can eat that month. You know what I'm saying? And to help people. Or else they need to just stop faking the front and being a funk and just be straight up. We don't give a damn. If you starve, you starve. Instead of, you know, acting like they care when they don't.
Well, that's the whole thing, Scotty. They don't. They can tell you anything. Because remember I said about that boob tube, that literally proliferates their message the way they want you to perceive it. But when we look at our communities, we have really been the victims of anything that they have done from the very beginning. But a lot of people keep saying, well, maybe it'll get better. It ain't going to get better until we do something. And we have to do something different. Because I'm going to tell you something. They are not looking out for you. They are not looking out for you. And in a lot of times, we have to look at ourselves, too. Because I'm going to tell you something. We have been so complacent. I got a niece. I love her to death. But when she first said she had diabetes, I said, darling, put her aside. You know, you can control this. You need to focus on changing your diet. Look at your work schedule. Let's see how we can literally work that so that you can get more exercise in and look at a closer look at the selection of foods that you eat, and we start dialoguing so that we can see what the triggers are. She was all into that conversation while I was there. But when it came down to personal responsibility, she did nothing. Now, here's the catch. I didn't know this, but they got these pumps. These pumps that inject this medicine into you based on some kind of chemical body evaluation analysis. I said, get out of here. Now, what happens if she can't put the medicine in that pump? That's what I'm talking about when I said we have to be more responsible, because we have to take back our lives. We have become so complacent that literally we've allowed them to put us on the block of death, and we have to transform that. I've been telling you for the longest time, we as a people possess an unmeasurable amount of power connected to the universe. And they know that. But they have managed to keep it under wraps to the degree where they literally have people taking on habits that kill them. What do I mean about taking on habits to kill them? Well, overeating is a habit that could kill you. Now they got fake food out here, so if you like the taste of the fake food, before you know it, it's going to kill you. Right now, they're terraforming the when I started with the clouds, look, y'all, hold on to your hats. When I started with the clouds, I thought, well, maybe all they're doing is manipulating it so it'll rain. No, they're not. They got clouds out here to block the sun. They got clouds that they sprinkle with a particle dust that reflects the sun's light away from the earth. They got clouds out here now, and they just last March introduced 8 or 9 new clouds. Don't think that they're doing this here for the benefit of you and I. No, 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 no. Some of these clouds have, they're just taking certain things out of the atmosphere. Okay? Now, we all know that the atmosphere, from the beginning of time, had to do with a harmonial balance in the universe. Let me repeat that. A harmonial balance in the universe. Okay? So each cycle, the four seasons, when they ran their cycle, they added and taken away from every aspect of the quality of life. Now, what do I mean? I mean, in the springtime, it rains hard so that the seeds that are planted in the ground can produce the vegetation that grows into the things that we eat. In the summer, when it's warm, it heats the ground so that the process of the seed being fed the nutrients from the earth can be expanding as the soil heats up, and that way when you put water in it, you literally stimulate the soil so that the seed can absorb more moisture and grow higher, because on the outside, the sun is hitting the green, and the photosynthesis process gives that plant energy so that it can stretch itself. When it stretches itself, it's in the process of producing more seed. When that seed turns into fruit, and that fruit turns into our food. But when any of that process is disrupted, it affects us all. Remember, you heard that the bees were dying because of this Monsanto's crap? Or being killed, as my wife said. But you understand what I'm saying? Do you realize that if the bee population dies off, that's a time, that starts the clock for the death of humanity? You understand what I'm saying? So don't think for a minute that what is going on for your best interest. Because in growth, and if you don't take personal responsibility so that you can expand on that, you are victimizing you and everybody in your family. Is there someone else in queue? There's a thing called Forest Village. Look it up. It's crazy. Forest Village is designed so that people literally can have a greater understanding of the scientific happenings of the body. But it also has to do with the destruction of the body. Understand, when you understand their construction, you also have a better idea of the destruction. They got games out here now that are called Build a Village. You've seen it. Where you can literally create the village any way you want to. And the sad part about it is that when you create that village, you could tear it down and build it up. So literally, you know what's happening? Literally what they're trying to tell you is that we want you to be so desensitized that while this is happening, you can see it and do nothing about it. Let me repeat that. While this is happening, you can see it and do nothing about it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. They are not going to stop. We are going to have to do something different. And one of the things we're going to be different is stop allowing these corporations, these TV shows, from dividing humanity. Because guess what? If you're hungry and you're homeless, you don't care who helps you. Believe me, you don't care who helps you. We got to stop allowing these very corporations and politicians who say, oh yes, we're looking out for your best interest, but then they sign things like the Monsanto Act. You realize that this is a perpetuation of death on the highest order. And this company has carte blanche. Literally, if you are found to have died from something Monsanto's produced, you can't take them to court. You have no basis. Yes, brother, speak.
How you doing? It's Thomas from New York. I just wanted to add on to what you were saying. It's a lot of countries where Monsanto is banned as well. I know for sure India is one of the countries where they stopped growing their indigenous rice to plant the Monsanto seeds. And then when they decided to go back to the indigenous rice, they realized that the soil that they planted that Monsanto seed in was no good. It won't grow anything but the Monsanto seed now. So now they banned it, except for this region where they started growing the rice, because they have to keep growing it that way. But they have banned the rest of the seed from going to other parts of that place. To piggyback off what Scotty was saying, the cuts to the so-called entitlements. The biggest cut I ever remember was Clinton. When he cut, they cut welfare. They created the work for your welfare check program. They created the and they separated the court from being on just child support to being on child support. One court for child support and one court for you to be able to see your kids. So which created, you know, more disdain and more money for the revenue for the system. But you know, forced it more for people trying to get their kids or things of that nature. But those were the biggest cuts ever, pushed by Hillary, you know, signed by Newt Gingrich back in the early 90s, mid-90s. As for the clouds, though, you know, just to put a different spin on them, because everything you said is definitely true, but also the chemicals that they're putting into the sky, when you look up with barium, and other chemicals that they're using, what they're really used for. If you Google what's the ingredients to making that green screen in Hollywood, it's the same exact thing. So they're pretty much terraforming the sky, not only to block out the sun, but also to be susceptible to hologram images. I think we saw one over California the other day. I mean, at least it looked like a hologram to me, the so-called spaceship or rocket or whatever that was. It was also one over Russia, same exact thing. I think that they've been terraforming this planet and also creating at the same time the ability to trick us with hologram technology and things of that nature. But that's all I wanted to add for right now, so I think.
Look, brother, anytime you want to ask, just let us know you and Q. Because, see, what I'm trying to get people to understand isn't something that's just happening where I'm at. This is happening all over. So if you're in South Carolina, if you're in California, if you're in Maine, these things are going on, and if they're not at your doorstep yet, they will be. You know why? Because they have a purpose behind what they're doing. And that purpose has already proved itself out to be your destruction. I mean, think about it. They don't care how many of their people they kill. Because guess what? They call it collateral damage. The cost of doing business. But here's the sad part. Right now, a lot of people fail to realize this, but this class is going on in the world. This has a lot more to do with control of the WASP, which are white Anglo-Saxon people, because see, that's basically who have been controlling the world for so long, and the others who have decided that, guess what, we're tired of being bullied. See, the dynamic of the world is the United States has been the bully for a long time. And here's another thing I want you to understand. The reason why they was able to do so was because they put certain things in place. They put NATO in place. They put the International Monetary Fund in place. They put the World Health Organization in place. All of these are tools to achieve whatever it is they are trying to do. That's why I said, if you look at this as a movie, this could very well be an invasion. Because literally they have control over all the media, so they control the message. They have control over the food supply, so literally they're controlling what you put in your mouth. And when you're not eating it, they price the food that is healthy for you out of your class so that you got to eat what you could afford. And they know that. And there's a certain degree of people who are going out here and they are buying seed and they're starting to do their own gardens because they want to have control. But according to the numbers, it's nowhere near the number of people that run into Walmart every day and get $300 or $400 worth of groceries. And don't want to look at the reality that 90% of the processed food in Walmart is genetically modified. And now the percentage of their fresh food is going through the roof. Read the labels. They got this thing called radiated gardening. I told you about it before. And all they're doing is infusing the food so that one thing won't grow and another thing will. Our systems are not prepared for what is happening. So we literally are going to have to wake up. We're going to have to drop all of these so-called teachings of righteousness because they are not right, and they sure are making us righteous. A lot of people fail to realize this is stemming systemically from every major institution we know, from the government to the religious organizations to the social organizations. And look at the power the media has now. Look, this is no joke. And if we do not take control of our lives, we are going to be the greatest story ever told. And guess what? We won't be telling it, because we won't be here. Now, I'm really, really sincerely trying to get you to understand the importance of where we are right now as humanity. Because literally, we're killing ourselves by letting ourselves be victimized by these things around us called technology. And it's really taking away our responsibility to ourselves. Why? Because now you don't have to do it. Y'all seen the commercial. What's the new thing out now where the guy calls out and he tells his imitation device or his artificial intelligence device to talk to his car? It's an artificial intelligence device and tells it to start up. Are y'all getting this picture here? Because I'm going to tell you something. They already know. People went out and bought that stuff thinking, oh, we moving up in there. No, you're not. All you did is invite a stranger into your home who now can hear and see. Do you think they're going to tell you for a minute that they can look on you, what's going on in your house, because you got your computer on and you got one of those here chat windows, that eye up there, that's literally a camera. And you don't know what
the... Name.
Yes, brother. Please add.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to talk about the car technology that you was just mentioning. That's very serious. It's called automation, but it's pretty much making your car into a fully functional robot. I was looking at some videos based off of this, and I was looking at one. It was on Volkswagen and Volvo, and they were bragging about how this whole thing of car automation started in the 60s. And they've been working on it all these years to figure out how they were going to go about it. But in the 60s, they came out with the format. It had 5 points that they had to do to have cars fully automated with no people needed to drive them at all. And
Hold on right there, because we stopped it at this point. We're talking about it. Cars that don't require people to drive. We're going to give a break here so we can get our 7 o'clock break in, and then right after the break, we're going to come right back to you, okay, brother? Because people need to hear this. Brother Scotty, we're going to take a break right now. We're at the 7 o'clock hour. Believe me, we are listening to Black Talk Radio, and Black Talk Radio has become a positive seed for the black community. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and we'll be right back.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. And we had, before we went off the air, a brother from New York, I believe his name is Thomas, and he was talking about these new cars and the way they're engineered today. So, brother, if you would like to pick up right there, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So they're up to stage. They came up with 5 stages to having cars fully automated where they don't need people to drive them. And they're up to stage 3 right now. The new cars coming out will be up to stage 4 where they need just a person to be in the car just in case. There'll be some scenarios where your car will need a person to take over. That'll be stage 4. But stage 5 will be no cars at all with a driver in it. Now, the ramifications of this, and also the same person who's pioneering this car revolution, his name's Elon Musk, he owns Tesla, he just came out with a new truck. And his trucks will go from 0 to 60 with a full payload in 10 seconds. No gears, so you don't need any truck license to drive his trucks. His trucks will also be automated to drive themselves. And he was pretty much saying that this is going to be the biggest shift in humanity, because 40% of the jobs that are in the United States are people who do it driving. They're either bus drivers, truck drivers, UPS delivery drivers, or whatever. And once this comes online, those 40% of people that have jobs, those jobs are gone. It's going to come to the point where no one's going to own a car. He was talking about this in the year 2025 to 2030, where your car will essentially produce money for you. It'll never park. It'll just constantly be going. If you're not using it, it'll be doing other things on its own. But this whole thing to become a reality, as you see, last year, the big three automakers in Germany, which are pretty much are the big three. You know, you have the big three here, but Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and Volkswagen. And Volkswagen is huge. They own Audi. They own Lamborghini. They own Bentley. They own Skoda. They own Fiat. They own a bunch of different brands. They're not no longer making any more combustible engines. They're only going to be producing these electronic engines because of this change that's coming. This is going to be totally drastic. They're going to sell it to us like zero carbon emissions and things of that nature. But trust me when I tell you that this is going to have a huge ramification on the employment in this country, because most black people, they have jobs where they're not at a corporate office. You know, they have to go out and work for their money. And that's going to be serious when that hits, Brother Davis.
Yeah, well, one of the main things that I wanted people to understand in what you were saying is that they're literally utilizing artificial intelligence to victimize us more. So we have to be able to move forward now before this time comes. Everything you said is directly on point. Oh, by the way, there is another truck company out of California. I think they're called Thor, and they also have an electric truck that has some amazing stats. So this is coming. This is definitely coming. See, that's one of the reasons why people in the United States don't realize that the United States holds them back. What do I mean? This technology's been there. The only reason why I wasn't heavily invested in was because of the energy groups that were around, the Exxon Mobils and the BTs. You know why? Because they make their money on carcinogenic energies. So now this literally fades them out. So they're going to come back in some other way, or they're going to buy in some other way. But literally this phases them out. And you know what's unique about this? This literally can phase out the electric use the way we know it, because this is going to also enhance solar technology, because now we would be able to move to a level in which you can buy something that lasts based on the energy supply. So, in my due diligence, we have definitely, in the process of the farm, looked at how we can become totally independent. So that means we looked at solar, we looked at hydrogen, we looked at geothermal. And there's a lot of different avenues that are out here that are being used in other parts of the world that literally allow us to live unconnected to the system. And that's why the system is so bent on forcing people to be able to be observed all the time. And listen, countries like Israel have been doing this all the time. They've always kept surveillance as a top, should I say, priority in their society. And The reason are going to about to be shown anyway, because I understand this. When I spoke to you before about the deceptions are being removed, all of these deceptions are starting to come down now. But see, they're coming down in such naive ways. People don't want to see the sincerity of certainty. What is the sincerity of certainty? Well, it is sincere that a lot of the women lately have been talking about being abused. And so girls who have been pointing their fingers at literally have been resigning, or they have been rescinding themselves in a manner that society don't want to focus on it. You know why? Because if that's the case, then they got to look at the video of the president talking about how he grabs women by the crotch. Never. This is bizarre to me. Because never have I even thought about a gesture of grabbing a woman by her crotch. I mean, you have to have a very, very minuscule opinion of humanity to think that this is ever going to be acceptable. But yet, he holds the most powerful position, and let me say in the independent world, because the whole world isn't free. And there's a major clash going on right now. I spoke to you about it before, about the financials, and this technology that's coming out now. A lot of you don't realize this, but this is designed to be able to take more control over your lives. Because you heard your brother say they have five stages. So what stage can it be computed so that when you're driving down the road, if they want to get rid of you, that they can't take control of your car, run you into a wall? What stage are they at? Because in reality, they may be there now. Yes, brother, please give your name and where you're from and add to the conversation.
Peace, Brother Davis and Sister Davis, greetings to you. Also, Brother Thomas, this is Ross. Wow, just great, great program. You were just talking about the manipulating cars, and I remember Dave did a show, I think it was last year, regarding there was a guy who I believe he was going to testified regarding the situation with the Clintons and exposed some of their dirty Murder, Inc. secrets, and they ended up taking control of his car. He lost control of the brakes, and they actually pushed the car to over 100 miles an hour and ran him into like a side of a building or a wall and killed him and said it was an accident. Now, I remember on Cyber Wars on Viceland last year, they had an episode where they dealt specifically with the hacking of vehicles. And they had discussed the fact that there was two children about 16 years old that were having fun and hacked over 25 vehicles until they were finally arrested for it because they just wanted to just test how good they were at hacking. And in the middle of the show, they had one of these professional hackers as well, not the children, but this adult that they were interviewing for the show. And they were in a vehicle that had a computer system, even though it was not an electric car, it was a human operated vehicle, it was an SUV, but it had a computer system in which the guy was sitting right next to the interviewer from Viceland and was hacking into the car while they were in the car. So they were at the stop sign, the driver could not pull away when the light turned green because he shut the car down. He had to wait for the guy to hit the button on his computer to turn the car back on for him to drive, and he just showed him different means of how they can hack into your car and take over your vehicle without you having any control over it and do exactly what you were speaking about. So I wanted to speak on that, but you hit on some things before that were mind-blowing. Now, one thing is when you're talking about the terraforming and cloud seeding, because L.A. Ramon has been talking about this for a long time, there's a specific, and you talked about clouds that reflect the sun's rays. You are absolutely right. There's a specific metal that's known as iridium. It's a very rare metal. It's only found on this planet when meteorites hit this planet. And it is iridium that actually killed the dinosaurs because it reflected the sun's rays away from the Earth so successfully that it brought in an ice age that froze out the dinosaurs and killed them. So I found a great article dealing with chemtrails, and I just want to read a brief section of it here. It says, the intense spraying, it's from ThriveMovement.com, and it's let me see what the title is. Danger, chemtrails, aerial spraying of toxic chemicals. So it says over 100 patents have been granted to major corporations, including Monsanto, for aerial spraying of materials that can penetrate your lungs and blood, cause disease, disrupt your mental capacity, cause you to be sterile, and even cause premature death. These materials are being sprayed all over our planet and on you right now without your knowledge or consent. For over 10 years, observers have been noticing white aerosol trails being dispersed in the clouds that don't behave like usual condensing jet exhaust. While seeking an explanation, investigators are told by the government that these are just a normal contrails, C-O-N, trails that we see coming from commercial jets, and they are perfectly safe. However, they don't dissipate the way regular condensation trails do. They linger for hours spreading across the sky and are often laid out in crosshatch patterns. The government has refused to test samples collected underneath the trails. Now, a TV news report from Germany has confirmed that their military is in fact doing aerial spraying of chemtrails. So I'm just going to read this section so we can see what they're doing here. Intense spraying of dangerous chemicals from planes has been reported in at least the United States, Canada, Germany, England, Mexico, South Africa, Bahamas, Puerto Rico, and Croatia. A nasty mixture of parasites, pathogens, toxic heavy metals, and nano-engineered particles have been found falling to Earth from the trails of certain planes. Aluminum, barium, bacillus spores, radioactive thorium, cadmium, chromium, nickel, desiccated blood, mold spores, yellow mycotoxins, ethylene, dibromide, and synthetic nanofibers are among the ingredients found in collected samples. As these fill the atmosphere and lodge in our lungs and bloodstreams through the air we breathe and the food we eat, it represents the most unavoidable toxic pollution in history. In some areas under the spray, aluminum levels in the soil are so elevated, certain trees and crops are struggling to survive. Interestingly, the USDA, which receives royalties on GMO crops, was recently granted a patent for seeds that can grow in the soil with the highest aluminum content. So I'm going to stop there because it just completely exposes a lot of what you're talking about, a lot of what L.A. Ramon, Thomas, and a lot of us have discussed in regards to this problem. And I remember last summer I read an article when I was traveling to the city for my job that the government had done a clandestine spraying of chemicals in train stations throughout New York City. And at the time that the article came out, it was a time at which I was going to work, and it was my station, 34th Penn Station, was one of the stations named. So more than likely, I got sprayed on too. And they were testing these chemicals to see how people reacted to the spray, to the chemical, what they would do, if they would change their behavior. This is what the article said last summer when I read it. And it's just, I don't think we really understand the machinations of destruction that this government and these people who are people in quotes that are in control of our daily lives are really capable of. And I hope that article elucidates that and brings that to people's understanding. Now, the other thing was that it was an article I posted today on BTR Community, and this goes right into terraforming. It said that the oceans, because of the sheer amount of melting of the ice on the ice caps, that the oceans are so heavy that they're crushing the crust of the earth itself. So the crust of the earth that's under the ocean is being crushed by the sheer weight of the ocean water due to the fact that so much ice has melted in recent years that the planet is literally being crushed on itself by the weight of that water. Now, the interesting part is when Dave earlier, very beginning of the show, he talked about us being in a mini ice age. I agree with that. Now, if you think about it, the poles are where the ice is supposed to accumulate, and it regulates the temperature globally in the center of the planet. The center of the planet is where most of the sun hits most intensely. So you have the Tropic of Cancer, the Tropic of Cancer, Capricorn, and the equator, right? So when the polar ice caps melt, what do you think that is going to happen? The coldness has to go somewhere. And it's just like when you open your fridge and it's a hot day and you see all of that condensation start to come out of your freezer and slowly trickle down into your refrigerator, which is how your fridge is kept cold. It's actually from the freezer, the trickle down of the cold air from the freezer to the refrigerator that keeps your refrigerator cold. So what's happening is the polar ice caps are melting. The cold weather has to go somewhere, so it's leaving the polar caps and going to the center of the planet, which becomes what? An ice age. An ice age is when ice accumulates in parts of the world where it's abnormal for it to normally accumulate. We're not talking the peaks of mountains. We're talking areas like Florida. like North Carolina, where Scotty is right now, that's about to get hit major with snow. All of this stuff is happening because they're doctoring the planet through terraforming, and they're creating this mini ice age, and they're using, like you were saying, these chemtrails to reflect the sun's rays. I've been talking about this on BTR with a number of people, is the fact that right now, and Dr. Delbert Blair talked about this too, the fact that in this particular time, there's going to be the revealing of different planets and stars that have not been visible to humans for many, many hundreds, if not thousands of years. And when these stars start to come into our view, that they're going to be sending light, and light is the most intense form of information, comes in the form of light. That's why you have fiber optic cables. You can transmit more information in a light wave than you can using any other medium. So what is happening is these cosmic bodies, our sun and these other planets and stars, are sending upgrades to this planet that's affecting our DNA in a positive fashion. And one good way of seeing that is when you start to see these children, especially black children, when they're born in the last 10, 15 years, you can give them a cell phone, don't give them any instructions. They could be 3 years old and can't even read. And you give them a cell phone, and in less than 24 hours, they know how to use a cell phone better than an adult with a manual.
Absolutely.
It's because their DNA is being upgraded. When a mother is using a computer or any device and she is pregnant, the light from that device is penetrating her womb. Melanin is not just external, it's internal. So it is feeding our seed and upgrading their abilities, which is why they're so advanced nowadays. And what these people are trying to do is prevent that advance and prevent their own genetic annihilation. Because as the sun is coming in, what does the sun do to white people? It microwaves them. It cooks them. So they have to prevent their own genetic annihilation by reflecting that light, and they have to prevent us from going through the upgrade, which I'm pretty sure if we were to facilitate that upgrade and complete that process, we would be able to come up with an answer to the problem of this system in very short order, because our minds would be that much more advanced. And that is why you're seeing this global displacement, because if you're moving all the time and you're constantly being displaced from where you grew up or where you live, you don't have time to sit still to develop a answer to the problem of this system. So to keep you on the move, which is what their ancestors used to do, they used to do it because they lived in an icy cold environment. They're doing it to us so that we can't solve the problem of the system that they've created to our detriment. Hopefully I didn't take too long, but I just wanted to throw that out there because this is a great conversation. Thanks, brother, and I'll mute my line.
Excellent, brother. Excellent, brother. And once again, as usual, you bring in excellent content. And see, what people fail to realize is our natural nature was to be migrants. We migrated from place to place. Why? Because we literally lived according to what the season produced. There were many tribes that literally did not, but most of them did. And see, the sad part about it is that we are now living in a Western situation that allows them to control exactly where we are. You know why? Because they planned it that way. I've spoke to you before about Agenda 21. All of this here are leading back to the original concept of they having control in order to be able to expand their quality of life and to diminish your life. The sad part about it is that, as the brother Roz just spoke about, a lot of people are not paying attention. We are fortunate to have these brothers and sisters to come on here and be able to voice themselves in a manner in which they can open the door to that of that knowledge to the people that are listening. Because when you look at the numbers, not even 0.1% of the black community is listening to this. And a lot of people who do know about this, they know about it through their own due diligence. It ain't like you're hearing about this on the mainstream media, and they're controlling it. But you know what you hear about? You hear about the arena. You hear about the gladiators. You hear about the faithful fans, because it keeps you off of the topics that you need to know about. The sad part about that is that there's a lot of us right now listening to this show who knows a lot of people that fit in those categories, and there will be the very people that they'll be trying to avoid when things start to hit the fan. You know why? Because, well, I heard so-and-so, he talked about this before. They got a plan. Let's check them out. Don't think they're not going to be at your doorstep. You heard my wife and brother there conversing about that show on Twilight. So this is real, y'all. These people that are not prepared are going to look for the people who spoke on preparation prior. And the sad part about it is that the need is only going to get greater. There's not going to be a release by these people. You know why? Because they don't know, should I say, we don't know if they know. Because like I said, this could very well be a horror movie of somebody coming in taking over the planet. You've seen it in the movies. We may be living that very thing right now. So wake up, y'all. We need to literally capitalize our forces, organize, and consolidate. Because I'm going to tell you something. No one person's going to do it. Don't look for nobody to be a leader. Be the leader that you need to see leading. And believe me, change is going to come. Stop being victimized by these people who want to be racist. Because a lot of them aren't even intelligent enough to have this conversation, let alone be a part of it. You know why? Because they think you want what they got. Because the system has told them, oh, them black people, they're going to come and get your stuff. They want your dollars. They want your new cars. Your house. We don't want none of that crap. We don't even want what they think we want to take from them. You know why? Because it doesn't serve our purpose. They live off fear. We don't. And we have to capitalize on that. We have to open the door and say, listen, what's happening to you is happening to me. You might think because you're a different color that it's not happening to you, but we're in the same boat. You live down the street breathing the same air that I'm breathing, and these little particles in the air that you're breathing that is literally causing you to cough out loud now because you might be smoking a little of that there wacky weed, or you might just smoke cigarettes. But anytime you debilitate your immune system, you're going to be victimized by these things much more earlier than others. I'm going to say I've experienced it today that when I was out, there was a guy, it's cold. It had to be about 1 degrees. That's how cold it was in there. And that's not counting the wind chill. And this guy just smoking a cigarette and smoking it, he started coughing. And I told him, when you cough into your scarf. He used to cough into my scarf. I said, yeah, that way when you inhale, you don't inhale cold air. So after a few minutes and he was trying, he said, you know what, man, you're right. I said, yeah, but the lungs are not designed for cold air. Literally, that's why a lot of people have asthma attacks, because they try to breathe in that cold air into the lungs that literally have the air purified before it gets that far. You see, when you breathe through your nose, that air is heated before it gets to your lungs. That's part of the process of this great thing that we call a body. So literally, the immune systems that are built in to keep us safe, we literally weaken them because we take on bad habits that destroy the purpose of what they're trying to serve. So we have to educate ourselves. We have to do all of the things that we are not doing right now. And I mean, that even means talking to Pedro and Juan on the corner. Because guess what? They're being victimized too. I got this here application on Spanish. Now, I've been trying to utilize it with the Spanish people that I have a certain degree of camaraderie with. And they're helping me. But in reality, Spanish people think that at one point they're going to be able to run this country because of the numbers. They don't know if this country is already being positioned so that if these people don't run it, they'll destroy it. This is the truth. Don't take my word for it. Do your own due diligence. But we failed to realize the purpose that we were put here in the first place. The great creator, sooner or later, is going to show. And who knows how that's going to be. The religions have their concepts of it, but we don't know. Someone else in queue?
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing before I have to head to the plantation.
Okay, head to the show, brother.
Absolutely. Once again, it's Thomas. Big up to Rob. Very, very well done. One of the key things that before I even say what we can do, I think that there are more people listening than you give them credit for. I think that when I look at, not so much maybe, I don't know the numbers from the radio shows, but I look at the YouTube channels, and they're putting up pretty good numbers, and I think they added all of them up. I mean, it was in the hundreds of millions total views between the different formats that are talking similar talk to this or having conversations that need to be had at this time. So I think that there's a lot of people listening, which is a key reason why they're coming out with this net neutrality to limit who can get this information, our access to this information. You know, and also why they came out with the BIE report, because of course they know who's listening, because they can see the views just like we can. So I think that there's a lot more people listening and waking up right now, and we're giving credit to them. They probably they're waking up in different parts of consciousness. Some people are waking up to health foods. Some people are waking up to learning, you know, things about other things, you know, and that's really just waking them up. I think that one of the key solutions, and Raj just brought him up, Dr. Delbert Bliss, he used to always say that the concentrated thought of melanated minds is very powerful. And I think that once we have a concentrated thought, you know, once we have a thought in our mind that we're all focused on, it's nothing going to stop that. You know, the last part I wanted to add, the artificial intelligence, although it's very bad, we have an opportunity now, and I think this is going to be a thin window of opportunity to be able to purchase some of this stuff, to be able to be able to counter some of their stuff that they're doing with it, you know, to be able to have a foot in the game. I don't want to just write it off as, you know, this is terrible and we need to just run away from it, because it's going to be here. It's nothing we're going to be able to do about it once it hits full scale. It's going to be what it is. We need to know how to operate it or operate within it, because unlike the last system that they put in place, we didn't have knowledge of what they were doing. We know we could kind of all put together different pieces of what's about to happen. And to be able to counter it with the same technology, I think, will be a very good choice. I'll mute my line. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, brother, you're absolutely right. And I pray that you are absolutely right in reference to the number of people that are waking up. Because the bottom line is, we still have work to do. We still must concentrate in the areas in which we control. And the first area that is the area of self. And once we start operating in the area of self and start waking us to what we need to do, then we got to get to the business of doing it.
Hey, brother,
one of the things that I want to point out is that each person is responsible for themselves. Just listen, this is Brother Davis on the Wise Words, and we're coming up on the last break. Any of those of you have anything to say, please give us a call after
Brother
the break.
Davis.
And remember this, that if you don't do nothing, don't expect someone else to do it, because only you can take care of you. Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and we'll be right back.
Hey, we still got a couple of minutes, Brother Davis. I was trying to chime in, but you couldn't hear me. But what you just said just really resonates with me, because we seem to focus a lot on external problems, and it's not to say that those problems aren't there, but we don't never look at the variable that is me, that is I, and how it's contributing to that problem. And so, you know, there's an old saying about control the things that you can control, and then everything else, you know, if you can't control it, ain't no sense of worrying about it. But it's focusing on self and being the very best that I can be. But again, that's not to excuse external problems. But when somebody tell me this, that, and the other is the problem, I'm like, let me use this as an analogy. My ex-wife, I've been divorced since the 90s. And, you know, you reflect back on your life, and it'd be easy for me and a lot of other people to say, oh, the other person was the problem. She didn't do this or he didn't do that. And he. But then as I was getting older, I could see the things that I was doing that contributed to that marriage failing. And so I don't think a lot of people do that enough, that self-reflection and being critical of self. And when I say critical, I'm speaking in the terms of critical thinking, critical analysis. So that just really resonates with me when you say self. Look at self. What are we doing everything that we can do to mitigate the problem? And if we're not, then we're part of the problem.
Absolutely, my brother. I couldn't have said it with any greater clarity. If we are not literally a part of the solution, we are part of the problem. That's why it's so important to work on yourself. Because, see, when you work on yourself and you know yourself, you begin to want to know more about yourself. See, this is why I always say that brothers and sisters, our greatest leverage is going to be, and you're going to hear this a lot more coming in the future, meditation. When you have personal time for yourself, because there's so much happening around you, you don't realize that your body is carrying the stress of any environment you're in. So if it's a loud environment, you're carrying that. If it's an environment of confusion, you're carrying that. If it's a tranquil environment, and I'm going to tell you, Scotty knows, you walk out of the back porch at night, there's nothing more peaceful. He can think and hear his thoughts and rationalize his conversation with himself. You see, this may seem simple, but it is a great value. And we need to operate in understanding who we are so that we can find that time to find ourselves. So excellent, Scotty. Great, great content, brother, because you know what? We don't want to see the truth in ourselves. Because guess what? Some people may not like what they see. But listen, don't judge yourself. Help yourself. Let me repeat that. Because see, a lot of people get so self-condemning, they go, oh, I can't do that. Don't judge yourself. Help yourself. And I'm going to tell you something. You will be surprised. You will be surprised at how great you are as a human being. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and we will be right back.
In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. And let me be, whenever I come together and do this show, I'm talking to you, myself first. Now, why am I talking to myself? Because we cannot let other people's attitude affect our altitude. And the reason why is because there are some people who don't want to fly. And they don't want to see you fly. There's certain people who are going to say, well, hey, but we got to die some way. Well, that's true, but you don't have to help that along. And see, this is what is so important about us taking control of our lives and operating in our best interests. Because when you operate in your best interests, you become a priority of your thoughts. And when someone comes along and suggests that you do something that doesn't operate in your thought process, guess who won't do it? And guess who will? We are victims, and we don't have to be that victim. One of the do things that we do have to do, though, we have to take responsibility for what we stand. Our 2 feet and up is ours. We have to be able to look at other people and say, look, let me help you. even if we don't know them. We have to break down all of these fictitious differences that divide us if we're going to defeat this enemy. And do what you can do. Don't do what you can't do. Do what you can do, because when you do what you can do, you are appreciated more. Because you can always say, you know what, I don't know how to do that. So if you do, I'll observe and, you know, give me whatever insight you can, because that adds to the content of the person you are. If you do what you can't do, it could cost you your life. Or if you try to do what you can do, it could cost you your life. So look, it's Brother Davis on the wise one. Yes, is someone else in queue?
Hey, peace, Brother Davis. This is Ross again.
I found another
good article that's dealing with GMOs, because this is all terraforming. GMOs is the terraforming, the main way they're terraforming, not just the planet, but us too. And this article is also from ThriveMovement.com. They deal with all kinds of stuff related to GMOs and chemtrails and all of this stuff that's killing us. And the article is entitled Danger, Genetically Modified Crops Are Getting Into Everything and Everyone. So I'm just going to just touch on a couple of things here, because this is just powerful. So it says, why are GMOs dangerous? GMOs are bad for your health. In 2009, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, AAEM, called for a moratorium on GMO foods, stating that there was more than a casual association between GM foods and adverse health effects. There's causation. This was confirmed in several animal studies. Many doctors have also acknowledged that GM foods cause adverse health effects and more are prescribing GM-free diets. After reviewing more than 600 scientific journals, world-renowned biologist Pushpa M. Bhargava concluded that genetically modified organisms are a major contributor to sharply deteriorating health of Americans. Population control. So animals exposed to GMOs suffer lethal consequences. Lab rats, mice, and chickens exposed to GMOs, as well as sheep grazing on GMO crops, are often smaller. Most of their babies are dying, and they are showing up with cancer, bleeding stomachs, black patches, and major irritation in both their intestines and livers. GMO-fed livestock have developed prolapsed uteruses, delivered offspring prematurely, and become infertile. There is evidence that the DNA mutations from these GMO products transfers into our own stomachs and continues to function. Monsanto's genetically modified corn is also causing organ failure in rats. Some GMO seeds cannot reproduce. Monsanto, the largest biotech company in the world, has created Terminator seeds that is unable to produce. That makes it impossible of the plant unless sprayed with Monsanto chemicals. GMOs threaten evolution and freedom. The very course of evolution itself and the freedom of people to grow their own food are threatened. Millions of years of natural evolution and diversity of seeds are being wiped out in a generation. What we believe is a clear intention to control food worldwide. GMO takeover of farmers' freedom is a major factor in suicides. Between 1997 and 2007, 182,900 farmers in India took their own lives. The National Crime Records Bureau of India estimates that there's roughly one suicide every 30 minutes. GMOs can contaminate other crops. GMOs can cross-pollinate and spread their altered genes to other plants. These altered genes have the potential to spread far and wide, make it into everyone's food. Farmers whose crops have been contaminated have been repeatedly sued by Monsanto for violation of patent rights. Pregnant women and babies are at risk. Amongst others, biologist David Schubert of the Salk Institute warns that, quote, children are the most likely to be adversely affected by toxins and other dietary problems, unquote, related to our genetically modified foods. He says without adequate studies, the children become, quote unquote, the experimental animals. So I think that's enough to give people an impression that when you take a bite of something that looks like it's a natural product that it is not, that you are literally killing yourself and you are altering your DNA. You are mutating yourself into something that is no longer completely human. And the more of it you digest, the more of it you partake of, the more of it you breathe in their chemtrails, the more we are being modified into unnatural beings who can no longer survive off of natural things, because we ourselves then become artificial. And we're not even aware that we're becoming artificial until it's most likely too late for a lot of us. So thanks again, brother. I'll mute my line. I just wanted to put that out there because you've talked about this, your wife, a lot of us have, but I think when it's laid out in those terms, it should give people, you know, insight that when they pick up that Kit Kat bar or whatever else and it says made with genetically modified organisms, or you pick up that Hubba Bubba gum and it says made with GMOs, you understand that that gum is not gum. So thank you. I'll mute my line, brother.
Absolutely. Good content, brother. Excellent content.
Hello?
Yes, sister, please speak. Give your name and where you're from. Call it from.
Hi, this is Jada from Atlanta. Long time no hear from. Hi, Brother Davis, Sister Davis.
Hello, Sister Jada. How are you?
Hey, Jada.
Hi, I miss you guys. Hi. Oh, sorry, I got excited. I heard Sister Davis in the background. Happy New Year to you guys, too. It's so good to hear you. Oh, have mercy. Oh, I just wanted to give my input, Brother Wise, Brother Thomas, of course, Brother Scotty, everybody on the line. God bless y'all. Thank y'all. These hybrids have been after us for forever because they're after our DNA, just like Brother Roz was talking about, because they want us to die because we are the light. We are the lifeline to this world. And they want to be the lifeline, and they figure if they come after our food, they come after our water, they come after our organs, then they can become us. But you can't become something that you're a copy, you're not the original. So they are using everything, even in education. And I see even in the school system how they're indoctrinating and training children how to be robots, you know. And I was even talking to my husband about it, and he definitely wants me to homeschool. So that's something that I'm really, really thinking about, because why are my children raising their hand at home? You're at home. Speak your mind. We don't do that here. So can I? And then they're running up to me. Can I go to the bathroom? Can I go to the bathroom? Wait a minute. This is not a prison system. You need to just go to the bathroom. And when I have to go, no one asks. I don't ask anybody to go. I just go. And so I'm gonna have to break that out of them. And it's just really interesting, the dynamics of how this system is training. You know, my children, this generation, to be sheeple to people who are trying to murder them and kill them through every source. You know, that's why it's important to limit their television and sit down and talk to them and get in their head. A lot of us as folk don't even sit down and truly want to understand what our children are going through. We're turning off everything and saying, "Hey, what's going on today? Talk to me." You have to understand, because these people are training our children, and we don't understand that. And me and my husband, brother Dr. Umar, we saw him last Thursday, and it was awesome because everything that he spoke, I had went through with my older son having to deal with this system, and how they are training our children for the prison so they can benefit financially. How sick is that? That's why I call these people hybrids. You cannot have the Creator's DNA and do what you do and be a human being. You're not even a human. So you're just an encased flesh vessel with no soul, and you're just a walking corpse. But then you're going to tell me how to raise my household, and you're going to tell me how to do this and do that? Are you kidding me? We have to wake up. It's really real. Every day we go out there, we need to be mindful. We need to be paying attention. And that's how we need to train our children. And if you're a grandparent, that's how we need to train our grandchildren. Pay attention to everything. Even, you know, we have to analyze what is that person doing. Pay attention to your surroundings. I tell my children, I was like, when I'm out with them, I said, "What do you see?" "Oh, I see this." "Well, what is that person wearing?" "They're wearing this." You know, people are snatching kids left and right. It's crazy. It is pure D madness, stealing their organs. I mean, how dare you? You didn't create that child, and you're going to actually split them open and do something violent, take something and give it to a person who's in their 70s? Are you kidding me? So, it's on a whole nother. Yeah, we gotta be very astute and do our due diligence, like you guys say. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing, just really sitting down. Sorry, go ahead.
But you know, sister, when I hear people like yourself, I do realize the message is getting out. I try not to look at this here as being a Kobayashi, an old wind scenario, because believe me, I believe that as we become more and more aware, and the brother talked about Dr. Blair before, I knew Dr. Blair well, followed him closely. Matter of fact, I lived with some diodes a couple weeks ago that I bought from him years ago, but he's passed on now, but he's definitely have been an influence in my life. But he was speaking about a lot of this stuff. So when I hear sisters like you speaking in reference to what you're experiencing or what you're going through and the time you take, just what you said is a lesson for someone who thinks that, well, what can I do? Or maybe you just turn the TV off and have dinner and sit down and talk back and forth across the table the way we were brought up to do when we came up. Because, see, I'm going to tell you something. It was eight in our house. So when dinner time came, TV was off. We had conversation. What the day was like, some characters you might not have agreed with, something that happened in your life that you thought was unusual but then couldn't talk. These were the opportunities to express that, and you are absolutely right. They are indoctrinating our children, and it is our responsibility. And I'm going to tell you something. I mentioned before that I got a curriculum over charter school, and that's not out the question. I got an area in which we can grow our own food. Nothing is out the question. And the reason being is because I know the need is going to be greater than the demand, so we got to start planning right now to meet the need as best we can from the position that we're in. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to ask, Sister Taylor?
No, that was basically it. I just really appreciate you guys because you guys are such a blessing. I may not call in all the time, but I listen all the time, and I just, you know, take notes and I take it in because this is serious. And then whoever, you know, we can reach. There is no such thing as death when it comes to us, regardless of whatever takes place. We will continuously live, and we have to pass that on to our children and not be afraid to fight for what we stand for and believe in concerning the generations after us. We got to take a stand for something, because these hybrids, they don't care. They're not even human. So, I mean, that's something right. I teach my children. Right. Thank you, Brother David. Thank you, Sister David.
Thank you, and I appreciate you getting the content that you added to tonight's show. My brothers and sisters, this is not one person's problem. This is a world problem. And we
Brother
have
David.
To start. Yes, Brother. Hey, come in here to the show.
Peace and love to Sister Jada. Much love to you, too. Also, I was going to say, I know that Umalimu Baruti is in the Atlanta area, and he also does homeschooling. He is brilliant, and he has a class full of brilliant young black minds that he helps to mold and shape, and has been doing that for a number of years. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, if you can't get your children into his school for any reason, if you're not in the area, definitely I would say homeschooling is it. I just want to touch on something. I've read this letter a bunch of times because I think it's one of the most important things ever written by a white person. This letter was written in 1883 by King Leopold, and this section deals with your children directly. It says, your children, that your action will be directed essentially to the younger ones, for they won't revolt when recommendation of the priest is contradictory to their parents' teachings. The children have to learn to obey what the missionary recommends, who is the father of their soul. You must singularly insist on their total submission and obedience. Avoid developing the spirit in the schools. Teach students to read and not to reason. So that is what your children are going to their schools for. And this has to do with tithe. It says, sing every day that it is impossible for the rich to enter heaven. Make them pay tax. Tax is actually tithes each week at Sunday Mass. Use the money, suppose it for the poor, to build flourishing business centers. Institute a confessional system which allows you to be good detectives, denouncing any black that has a different consciousness contrary to that of the decision maker. So that's what church is for, and that's what school is for.
total domination and mind control over your children, because it's easy to get them started when they're young so that when they're adults, they just obey blindly. And for us, use God as a means to get rich by tithes and offerings. Thank you. I'm muting my line.
Excellent, everybody. Okay, we're getting short, so please quickly.
Okay, my name is Mark, man. I want to say, man, I appreciate your show. You and your wife do a beautiful job. I listen to y'all. I ain't never got to call in because I just, you know, moving along. But I just want to say two things. You know, one thing I hear y'all talking about that y'all never fully touch on is this is science. What y'all explaining tonight is science. And one of the number one or first things in science that you must do to become a scientist is observation. And y'all are giving great observations of what's going on right now. You know what I mean? When I hear my man talk, when I hear my man talking about we have to have one melanated thought, you know what I mean? As a group, as a people, as a Asiatic people, people from the earth, we have to have that one man. I say that we get all of this stuff, you know, we get all these things happening in the world, and we never say anything about it. You know, we never understand why this happened. We don't understand why these Latinos coming from Central and South America, I mean, Central America and Mexico to America. Why are these ideologies starting up in the Middle East? And it's for us to science it up. It's for us to observe and learn from it. See, that melanated thought process, they've mastered it again. When I say again, because we taught it to them, they mastered it. Now it's happening again to where these Middle Eastern people, they can say, look, we're against y'all. They call themselves ICE. They call it,
yes.
But this is nothing but a melanated thought. You see what I'm saying? Now the stuff they doing with it ain't what we would have done. But this is a melanated thought.
Absolutely, and I've said before that they've been using the universal laws against the people that the universal laws were designed for. Listen, brother, I'm getting short on the show. Let me go back to the sister down here in Atlanta and look forward to us next Wednesday. We're on every Wednesday, and Black Talk Radio has a programming on all day long, so you'll definitely get more content and can add when you can. Sister Jada, would you like to add something before we close the show? Okay, well, listen, my brothers and sisters, this is an opportunity for us to take full authority of our lives and be able to do things that we can harness ourselves like a linking chain and link up and bring everybody's content to the table so that we can reform and regenerate ourselves in this planet, because guess what? We are not done. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I'm looking forward to next week's show, because next week's show we're going to do more and more of the same thing. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and we are out.
Alright, thank you, Brother Davis. Let me just put this out there for those that's listening to the stream right now. New Abolitionist Radio is coming up, but I'm going to have to stop the server and restart the server. We've been experiencing some problems at the end of 2017, and unfortunately, they're seemingly carrying over to 2018. So I will be stopping that stream, and for those on the conference line, I will be restarting the conference line as well. But Brother Braggs, if you are there, would you please chime us out?
Hey, peace, Scotty. I'm in Menards, man. I came up for a smoke detection.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good to hear your voice, and everyone be safe as we close it out. Again, coming up at the top of the hour, New Abolitionist Radio, where we focus on 21st century slavery and human trafficking. Peace and blessings to all.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.